You are listening to Motif Mosaic.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is Motif Mosaic with your host Blessing. I'm glad you exist and I'm glad we get to spend this time together listening to good music to discuss the good messages that are behind these songs and what we can learn and what I've learned in my own reflections. I invite you to, as we listen in, for you to just ponder over the lyrics and ponder over whatever has to be said about these songs we're going to listen into. So as we start today, there's just this phenom that I was thinking about recently was the fight or flight phenom. I don't know if you know much about it, but the little that I know is that it's basically whenever something surprises us or something that could induce shock to us, there's two ways we respond to it. It's either we fight or we flee. And it's just a human reflex that we have within ourselves. I think it's just coded into who we are so that we can survive, and probably from our ancestors who would go hunting and stuff, and whenever an animal would pop up or something unknown, they would have to fight or flee it. And it's really something that's in human nature that when the unexpected happens, we kind of lose our bearings and it's either we try to fight it or we flee. And basically those two things just come out of a sense of fear or a sense of worry. And usually when things are thrown at us, we really don't have any means to predict how we're going to react to it. But in those moments, we have to remember that our God is faithful. When life is throwing things at us, do we take a moment to remember that God is always faithful, that the God that I pray to, the God that I trust in, He's faithful to carry me through this situation. He's faithful to meet me in whatever need I'm going to occur as something unexpected happens or just news that is upsetting comes to me that I was not ready for. Are we still thinking? Are we still trusting and knowing that God is faithful? God knows, God sees, and He's faithful still no matter what is going on. And in fact, to quote one line from the song that we're going to listen to next, it says this: God, you swore this long before I knew, and your peace is waiting here to see me through. So there's nothing that God doesn't know already. There's nothing that will catch God by surprise that happens in our lives. Each thing that we face, each thing that comes our way, God already knew before it started to form. God already knew before it happened that this was going to happen or this was going to come our way. And we can trust in God knowing that nothing will catch Him by surprise and that He'll always be faithful. So the first song we're listening to is Faithful Still by Kingsport.
When my heart is racing deep inside my chest, and I'm underneath the weight of anxiousness, when the fear is raging and I can't catch my breath, yeah.
During the time of Jesus, the worst of society, the worst sinners of them all, were known to be taxpayers because they took more than they were supposed to earn, and they represented an empire that oppressed the people. And basically, they were just seen as the traitors. They were seen as the sellouts. They were just seen as those that you don't want to associate yourself with because of all that was connoted around them and all that they represented. And we see in one story in the Bible, there is a man called Zacchaeus, and he's so eager to see Jesus. And Jesus says, "I will come to your house today." That Jesus acknowledges Zacchaeus personally and accepts to come to dine with him and, well, to spend time with him in his house and to have a meal and to talk and all these things. And we see that as Zacchaeus accepts this and as he welcomes Christ, he says, "Lord, half of the things that I made from my greed, I sold. I gave it back to the poor. I gave it back to those people that I took from." And there is just this phenomenon that happens when Jesus comes into our lives, that as he comes to us, there's a change that happens. As we experience his nearness, as we experience his presence, desires go away. Things just change within us. We turn away from old habits. We turn away from old ways. In fact, this tax collector, it's even described that he was a chief tax collector. So it means he was a tax collector of the tax collectors. Other tax collectors probably reported to him, and he had a whole operation running. And it says that in that moment, he turned away. He forsook all those things. And it's just so beautiful to know that as we welcome Christ into our lives, there is a change that happens. We don't have to clean ourselves up, but as we come closer and closer to Christ, we just see ourselves being sanctified, being washed, being cleaned, and being renewed. So there is hope for a chief of tax collectors, a chief of sinners, to have his life turned around, just as there is hope for me and you today, that as we encounter Christ, he will help us to let go of those habits, to let go of those sinful ways, and to make ourselves right. So this next song we're listening to is the Zacchaeus song by Porter's Gate.
Jesus, our Lord, came to seek and to save. He sought me out and he called me by name. Foolish and proud like a sheep gone astray, he said, "Child, to your house I will come today. Much I have gained, but I'll give even more. Half of my wealth it was robbed from the poor. Oh, this injustice, Lord, help me restore. For you called me by name and said, sin no more. Salvation has come. Salvation has come to this house today. He said, it's more blessed to give than receive. To open my hands to the ones I've deceived. To bring reparation of all I have thieved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, now I can see. Salvation has come. Salvation has come to this house today. Astray.
Oh, lay down your treasures, for they're just golden chains. He says, child, I will come to your house today.
If you've ever read the Gospel of Matthew, it starts off with a genealogy. And the reason why it does that is to exemplify and show that Jesus comes from the lineage of David, because a promise is made to David that your throne shall be forever. And there is a descendant to come for David who will always sit on the throne. And basically, to fulfill that promise, Jesus is the one who takes that throne, who takes that place as king. And it's one of the titles that Jesus has, and one of the roles that he fulfills in being the king of the Jews, in being the king of the people of Israel, as he comes and as he reigns in such a manner. Because what we see at the beginning is that earlier on in the story, the people of Israel ask God for a king, but this breaks the heart of God as he tells them that as you are asking for a king, you have rejected me to be your king. And we see that later on as they ask for these kings, not a good number of them lead them in the right path. Not a good number of them lead them spiritually to where they need to be. And so Jesus, being God incarnate, coming down to be the actual king, to restore these things for all the people, is such a beautiful thing to see and understand, that Jesus and his kingship is restoring that which is broken by the people, that which is broken by sin. And as we see Jesus in his kingship, we see that he is a king who served. He's a king who sacrificed. He's a king who loved. And so he's a king worthy of our praises. Because if you look historically, the king never associated with the peasants. The king never associated with the subjects. But Jesus washed the feet of his subjects. Jesus showed love and compassion to his subjects, which is why he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is no one else like him. There is no king but Jesus Christ. So this next song we're listening to is The King by Chris Davenport.
Raise a victory banner, for the war is won. Come and celebrate what the Lord has done. For the joy before him, he endured the cross. He was thinking of every one of us. All glory to Jesus, all praise to his holy name, all honor forever to the Lamb, the Christ, the King.
Glory to Jesus.
Song that we're going to listen to just does this really cool thing where it's just describing how we live in three portions. It divides the past, the present, and the future, saying yesterday, today, and tomorrow, which is basically the, I guess, the title of the song, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. And as we live life, we have things in the past that have happened, we have things in the moment that we're doing, and we have things in the future that tomorrow will bring that we look forward to and we prepare for. And what this song does is that it relates and shows us that even within yesterday, today, and tomorrow, God is with us. God is there. God is moving. God is working in our lives. As we look back to our yesterday, we can reflect and remember what God has done for us. We can reflect and see God's favor in our lives. We can see God's mercy and protection over us. And we're able to give thanks for that. And tomorrow, we do not have to worry about it, but we can have faith and know that God is working all things for good, and that His plans for us are not to destroy us, but to prosper us and to lead us. And today, we do not have to worry because God provides daily bread. God is working and meeting our needs in our day-to-day lives and all the things that we have to do, because His grace and His promises are sufficient for us. So we can look back with thanksgiving. We can look today with peace, and we can look to tomorrow with faith and trusting and hoping in God, because God is working all throughout our lives, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's the song we'll be listening to by Howden King and Griff.
You know my heart, you know my scars, and everything I've hidden. You see my worst and still return to help me up and carry. All the things I bear, the things that weigh me down. Lord, you remind me I'm surrounded here and now. Ooh, yesterday I saw your favor. Ooh, tomorrow I'll believe for greater. Ooh, found within the promise of your grace. It's supernatural, but tangible and real, that you would walk with me and feel the things I feel. It's unexplainable that you would choose the cross just for a chance that I would come to know your love.
There is a verse in Exodus. For a while, it was just one of my favorite verses in the Bible because it was so easy to quote and remember, because it was Exodus 14:14, where Moses tells the people of Israel that you need only be still, for your God is fighting for you. And this is in a situation where the people have been promised that God is going to take them out of slavery and bring them to a promised land. And God does many signs and miracles, and he does it so very well. 10 plagues, in fact, happen, and just all these wonderful signs. And I'm sure if you're living at the time, people would have just been like, oh, what's going on? And now the people have departed and they've started their journey. And what happens is that there is a sea before them and there are Egyptian soldiers behind them. And it seems like there's no way out because they can't go back. They can't go forward. They're just stuck there in the middle. And people start to cry out to Moses, asking, why have you led us out here to die? But Moses tells them, be still, be quiet. God is fighting for us. It's a different kind of faith to be able to see and understand that, to say, oh, no matter the challenges facing me, I'm going to be still, I'm going to be quiet, because my God is working. My God is fighting for me. Because in the midst of challenges, we will fret, we will panic, we won't be calm. There is no peace. There's just running around, scaffolding around, trying to see what is the solution, or where is God, or asking these questions and not understanding what it is that's going on. But are we able to trust God that when we are still, even when we don't hear anything, God is working? And that's the title of this next song, Quiet, by Elevation Rhythm, as they sing about just being quiet in God's presence and trusting and knowing that he's working even in the midst of the silence.
Here we go again, my mind racing, and I can't seem to win. All these crazy thoughts and feelings, it's like it never ends until your voice breaks through my noise. I know I'm not alone, not alone. You fight my battles. If I would just be still, why would I keep running when you're quiet, and let you speak through the silence. Here I am, no more hiding. You are in this moment, I won't fight it. I'll be quiet, I don't need to to know what comes next. Tomorrow's in your hands. I can't trust you. It's my future, 'cause you're already there. I hear your voice call me forward, and I know I'm not alone, not alone. Away with the distractions, I wanna hear what's true. The only words that matter, they come from you. Moment, I won't fight it. I'll be quiet. I'll just be quiet and let you speak through the silence. Here I am, no more hiding. You are in this moment. I won't fight it. I'll be quiet.
There's a story in Acts, and I really just enjoy this part of the Bible, in fact, and it talks about two people. One is named Paul and the other is named Silas. And what happens is that they get into a disagreement with the people around them, and they get arrested, they get beaten, and they get sent into a dungeon within the prison. They're in the deepest parts, the darkest parts, probably the worst of it all. But in the midst of that, it says, at night, they were singing and praying and praising God. In spite of their problems, in spite probably having a broken bone or a blue eye and all those things, they praised God. With shackles on them, they sang and they praised God. And it really is something that in a season of pain, in a season of things just going bad, are we able to sing praises to God? Are we able to say, God is good, even though I'm being mistreated? Even though there is injustice, even though it feels like I'm not getting what I deserve, I will sing my praise because this pain will not get in the way of me praising God. It's just an encouragement for each and every one of us that no matter what is going on, continue to praise God. No matter the pain, no matter the situation, God is worthy of our praise. And in the midst of that praise, something happens as we praise God, as we sing our thanksgiving to Him. Because for Paul and Silas, an earthquake happened, the doors opened, and the whole situation changed because despite their pain, they continued to praise God. And I believe that something can happen for each and every one of us today. It may not look like what happened for Paul and Silas, but there is a great encouragement for each and every one of us that we praise God through the pain. And so the last song we're listening to together is Sing It From the Shackles by The Rain Collective. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Motif Mosaic.
My chains are worthless. They can't hold us from these shackles. Show your glory. Let the darkness hear our praises. From these ashes, we'll see victory. Chains are worthless. They can't hold us from these shackles. Show your glory. You're my deliverer. You tear down the prison walls. When my heart needs a miracle, you will come through.
For listening to Motif Mosaic.